support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Stephen Sondheim's rapturous musical, A Little Night Music. Featuring an all-star cast, A Little Night Music begins performances at ACT's Geary Theater May 20th. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. Next year is an election year, and there's expected to be a proposition that would call on California voters to legalize the recreational use of cannabis. And while many top officials have stayed mum on the issue, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, no stranger to controversy, is throwing his support behind legalization and helping draft the initiative. Tomorrow, he's making a trip out to Humboldt County to meet with cannabis farmers and hold a town hall on the issue. KQED's Beth Willon reports from Garberville.
It's part of the morning routine to water the plant starts at Wonderland Nursery in Garberville. There's a lot of snipping and cutting. Workers like Kimo Reese produce marijuana plant starts for farmers to buy and legally grow marijuana for medical dispensaries.
You're making little babies off of the moms that we cut off earlier.
This is what Gavin Newsom will see when he visits to get a better understanding of Humboldt County's multi-billion dollar cannabis industry. Wonderland's business manager Luke Bruner says it's a bold move.
They know that the answers to these problems aren't found in the Capitol buildings in Sacramento.
Even though Bruner supports legalization, he fears the smaller operations behind Humboldt County's Redwood Curtain will get steamrolled by corporate mega farms in the Central Valley.
We have people here that are now third-generation cannabis farmers. And there's folks out there with big money that want to, you know, take their corporate money and their venture capital money and wipe us out.
Newsom has some of the same concerns. That's why he's on a fact-finding tour from Los Angeles to Oakland, Garberville, and Fresno as he helps draft a 2016 ballot initiative legalizing, regulating, and taxing marijuana.
I have two fears with the initiative. One is big tobacco becomes big marijuana. Number two, I'm worried that if we tax too high, we're still going to have a black market.
Humboldt County, he believes, has the most at stake.
Legalization is very disruptive, and no place where I feel it will be more disruptive than in one of the most productive growing regions on the planet.
Newsom is the highest-ranking state official to support legalization if there are public safeguards, and he's doing this while preparing to run for governor in 2018. For the California Report, I'm Beth Willon in Garberville.
The feds have ordered the owner-operator of the crude oil pipeline that broke just north of Santa Barbara to continue with cleanup efforts. The order came down yesterday from the Environmental Protection Agency and the Coast Guard and establishes a timeline for cleanup. By the end of next week, Plains All-American Pipeline must submit a work plan and say how it'll monitor the air, water, rocks, and soil for contamination. The pipeline in question spilled up to 100,000 gallons of crude oil just above the beach from Refugio State Park, and about 21,000 gallons of that flowed into the Pacific. If you want an oil change, you can call around to get the best price. But what about a colonoscopy? It's a pretty routine procedure and considered an important part of preventative care, but the prices charged are all over the place. KQED's health editor Lisa Alaferis is here to talk about Price Check. It's a collaboration with KPCC down in Los Angeles, and it's trying to bring more transparency to consumers when it comes to medical care. Hey, Lisa.
Good to be here, Queena.
So remind us, what is Price Check and how does it work?
We've been running Price Check for about a year now. It lives at kqed.org/pricecheck. And it's an effort to bring more cost transparency, price transparency. So we're asking people to get their explanation of benefits for a procedure they've had done recently so they can enter the price they were charged, the price their insurer paid, and their own copay, if any. We've looked at mammograms and MRIs over the last year, for example, and now we're turning to the colonoscopy.
Now, under Obamacare, colonoscopies are considered preventative care, so we don't even have to pay copay for them. So why do we care how much a SIF costs?
Well, first of all, we care because if healthcare prices keep going up, then public health insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid, those get more expensive. If you get employer-backed health insurance, your premiums will go up. Your employer won't be able to give you a raise. So these things matter. But also the colonoscopy is billed in sometimes perplexing ways. So you have a screening test, but sometimes, oftentimes, a polyp is found and removed. So early on after this change was made, that would change the procedure to a diagnostic procedure, and then the consumer would be charged in full for it. Federal rules changed that, so now a polyp removal is part of a screening colonoscopy if needed. More recently, just at the beginning of this month, the federal government clarified the rules around anesthesia. Patients were going in for a colonoscopy and then getting billed for the anesthesia, and that could be over $1,000. So that's an important rule change as well. So these are things people want to ask about, including they want to make sure that when they schedule the procedure that both their doctor and the facility where they're having the colonoscopy done are in-network. Otherwise, they could get billed at an out-of-network rate.
Since we're on the subject of colonoscopies, not everybody likes to get one. They're sort of queasy about it. So are there alternatives, and is this covered by insurance too?
Yes, there is a non-invasive home test that can be done. That's collecting a small stool sample, sending it into a lab. That needs to be done annually instead of every 10 years like the colonoscopy. That should also be covered by your insurance. But the test that we are collecting information about is the colonoscopy because it can be so expensive. We've already seen that prices can range from $1,000 to $5,000. This is an expensive test, so we're curious to see what people share with us, and they can do that at kqed.org/price check.
Great. That's Lisa Alaferish. She's KQED's health editor. And that's the California Report for Thursday, May 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. And Digital Foundry, working with leading organizations to jumpstart digital innovation. More online at digitalfoundry.com.